Hey guys, it's Doc from DLC. It's the 18th of March. I've been fortunate enough to speak to the executive director of Bluebird Merchant Ventures, who will be IPOing in the next week or so. Are you there, Aidan?
Yes, Doc, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm aware that you're bringing this concept to market. Do you want to give us an overview? Tell us a little bit about the company, where you've been, where you're going, and how you're going to get there?
Yeah, well, we're a Philippine-focused resource and trading business. We have two main assets. One is a near-production gold mine, $15 million historical spend, JORC resource of 445,000 ounces. Definitive feasibility study is underway. We'll be releasing a pre-feasibility study a few weeks after our listing, and we expect there to upgrade the resource to a reserve. So it's a nice gold project, lots and lots of upside, and some exciting news flow. And the second part of our business is a copper concentrate trading business, where we have a copper processing plant with a local partner, and we've made a test shipment. The second test shipment is ready to go in the next couple of weeks when I go back to the Philippines, and we sell the copper concentrate to the only smelter in the Philippines, which is owned by Glencore.
Right, okay. So how long have you been kind of chipping away at this business concept? Where was it born? And what sort of valuation have you put on the company introducing it to the market?
Well, the company has been really started about 3 years ago. Initially, we started with a couple of exploration assets, and as the resource market turned downwards, we had to refocus the business. Part of refocusing the business was bringing on two very, very experienced mining operators by the name of Colin Patterson and Charles Barkley. Colin is an investor into our company and as an executive director, and Charles Barkley is a CEO. Both have decades of experience in developing and operating gold mines. Colin's most recent one was in the Philippines, where he led a team that acquired an asset for $7 million, and he exited when they received the offer of $180 million, which is they brought it into production in a producing mine. So we've put quite a lot of our own money into Bluebird. Our first investor was Harwood Capital, a hedge fund, and we've been raising money all the way up to the £8 million level, and we are floating at a pre-money price of about just over £9 million, which is 6.5.
Right, okay. So you've got the copper side of the business. We're obviously, the mining side seems quite a simple concept anyway, in words for certain, but when you're talking about the copper side of the business and the process and things like that, have you got some kind of metrics that we can base this around? You know, what kind of volumes and size are we talking about?
Well, the key to this one, Doc, is not so much the volume, but it's more about the margin. So the way the copper processing business works is that our local partner aggregates high-grade ores from permitted small-scale producers. And pricing mechanism in the Philippines amongst the small-scale producers is fixed. And so we're buying copper concentrate on rather a low price, which is indicative of the region. And therefore, the margins we're making is pretty significant, to the extent that our plan is to increase the trading volumes over the next 6 months to 500 tons a month. That will give us a net margin, a net profit, of something like $400,000 a month. So that's where we hope to take the business over the next 6 months.
Right, okay, so you've got some early revenue there, and obviously you're then going to go and look at developing to the mine. So your backstory, I mean, where did you come from? Where do we think we're going with the business?
I'm the person in the company. I was the founder of the company, but I don't come from a mining background. The mining expertise is Colin Patterson and Charles Barkley. I have other businesses in the Philippines. I've lived there quite a long time. Have a soft commodity business. cocoa trading, and I have a tech company, just various entrepreneurial things in the Philippines. So that's really where my expertise is. The other thing that's interesting about Bluebird, apart from myself living in the Philippines, is that Colin Patterson and Charles Barkley also live there. So we're a mining company where the management all live in country. And I think that's crucial, particularly if you're pretty much in most mining jurisdictions, that the local knowledge is invaluable.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think gone are the days where you can, you know, have a great deal of success sitting in the London office without ever venturing, in country. So it's great to hear that
we don't have a London office as well, Doc. So our office is in the Philippines.
All right, overheads, cash burn. You know, is the kind of options, packages, remuneration, is all of that pretty sensible? Is housekeeping quite good?
Yeah, it's very sensible. We actually have no warrants, no options. So it's all very, very low. To give you an idea, our entire management team combined is probably earning the same as a typical AIM CEO.
Right. Okay. Good.
It's a real mining company. It's, you know, we're actually on the ground working. We're not a London City mining company.
Right. Okay. Great. and your float date is next week, is it?
Targeting next week. We're in the middle of a book build at the moment. It's going quite well, and we would hope to get that over the line at some point early next week, and that will give us a float date of either towards the end of next week or very early the week after. But it's certainly within the next 10 days or so.
And if there was any high net worths or any investors out there that wanted to stand with you on the IPO, where would they go?
I should mention, Doc, that in the IPO, management and seed investors are taking up over 10% of the IPO ourselves. And anybody that wants to get involved, I guess we'll contact their stockbroker and ask them about the placing. They could go to, Fisk is one of them, could go to Cornhill, Optiva Securities, who are our financial advisor, any one of those.
So there's plenty of avenues and opportunity for people. Okay, well, listen, thanks, Aidan. Thanks for giving us a brief overview. Good luck with the float, and hopefully we'll chat a little bit more once the company comes to market and we get a bit more news.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.